Well, good morning, everybody. I have always identified with the one that worked all day in this gospel and gets the same pay as the one who only worked an hour. And I think most of us probably, if we had to plug ourselves into this story, we would probably put ourselves in that place and say, well, that's just not fair. Why in the world would the one who only works an hour get the same pay as I do? And this year, I reflected on it in prayer, and I put myself in the shoes of the ones that came late. And I began to think about it a little differently. Because just imagine, and I've been to many places where this is sort of the case, and I saw it myself in Haiti when I went on a mission trip. You go to the city and there's a line of people, they're waiting for a job. They're waiting for a job, they want one, which is a different problem than what often happens sometimes, or oftentimes in our own day and age, where people are able-bodied and don't want to work. But these are people who want to work. They want a job, and they're lined up. And they're waiting for somebody to come and offer them a day's job. And you just imagine that the scripture says that these people showed up early in the morning. So they're there at dawn when the sun rises. They're waiting, and nobody hires them. A few hours go by, some of them get hired, but some don't. A few more hours go by, more get hired, but some don't. And then it gets to the point where it's 5 o'clock in the evening. There's only about another hour in the workday, and they're still waiting for a job. Even if it's just 1 hour, you can't feed your family with 1 hour's pay, but they keep staying. Now, if it had been me, I probably would have given up about noon. Said, well, I guess nobody's going to hire me today. I'll go fishing. I'll go do something more useful with my time. But they persevere. They stick it out. They are available. They remain available. And the master pays them the same. What does it teach us about God? First reading said God's ways of thinking are not our ways, you know, and all this sort of thing. What does it teach us about God? It teaches us that God rewards those who stick it out. God rewards those who persevere. God rewards those who remain available and don't throw in the towel. God is fair to everyone. Jesus, I'm not cheating you. He is generous to those who persevere. He's generous to those who stick it out and remain available. You know, sometimes I think maybe we're a little bit more like the people in line, you know, and maybe that's more frequently the case than we're this righteous person who's been working so hard and doing all these great things. Think about all that the saints did for God. I've been thinking a lot about St. Vincent de Paul because his feast day is just this coming Wednesday, and we celebrated his at St. Vincent this morning. We celebrated him. And I was just reflecting on his story and all that man did for God. He became a priest when he was a teenager. And by the time he was 37, which is my age, he had already built 10 hospitals and built orphanages and food pantries and reformed the clergy and started a religious order of men and a religious order of women. And I haven't got any of that, you know? And you look at the saints, these ones who have been working so hard for God in the kingdom and have done these incredible things for God. And I'm going, what have I done? Well, I've remained available. I've persevered. I've kept going. And I do my darndest to be available as I possibly can to parishioners and to the school and to youth, to all these different things, to the vocations office, to the bishop, to God. And God rewards me every day. God rewards us when we persevere, when we stick it out, when we keep going in faithfulness to God. Now, I've been thinking about our capital campaign. because it kicks off next week after this Mass. And I hope everybody comes over. We'll have refreshments and a little presentation with the architect, short little one, and some words, and just be an opportunity to get moving on this. And Brian Fisher, he and Celeste are the chairs, he said something beautiful the other night. He said, it's like God has waited for us, those of us here, to be the ones that get to play a part in this. It's like we've been waiting in line, like these workers. We've been waiting in line. Our ancestors dug the foundation on this thing. They laid the bricks on this. They painted. They recruited the first members of the church. They did this. And like, they've been working all day. They've been the blood and sweat. And now it's like we've been waiting in line, and now it's our turn. And the master says, come, I got a job for you. Come into my vineyard. And our reward will be great if we answer affirmatively and generously. Our reward will be great. And I think God is so good to be generous to those who persevere and who answer yes when the Lord says, now it's your turn, come on over. Let's pray that we'll always say yes and be available, persevere, keep going, take up our task when we're called. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.